Science Hunter on the Tours of Our Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 16th of November. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 951, Southern Tang Emperor Li Jing, ruler of one of the Ten Kingdoms in southern China, sent an expeditionary force of 10,000 men to conquer the rival kingdom of Chu, which had already been beset by conflict following the death of their leader Mei Yin. Li Jing was successful in conquering the territory, but the following year Chu generals rose back up and expelled his forces, leaving the former Chu territory to be ruled by several of those generals in succession until 963, when they were conquered again by the Song dynasty. In 1272, when travelling with the Ninth Crusade, Prince Edward became King of England upon Henry III's death, although he did not return to England for nearly 2 years to assume the throne. Francisco Pizarro and his men captured Inca Emperor Atahualpa at the Battle of Cajamarca on today's date in 1532. Atahualpa was later executed by the Spaniards, effectively ending the Inca Empire. November 16th in 1855, Scottish explorer David Livingstone became the first European to spy the Victoria Falls on what is now the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. He named them, of course, in honour of Queen Victoria, but the indigenous Lozi language name, Mossi Oya Tanya, the smoke that thunders, still continues in common usage to this day. The Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Service, later known as Qantas when the original name got a little bit unwieldy, was founded on today's date in 1920. 1940, in occupied Poland, the Nazis closed off the Warsaw Ghetto from the outside world on today's date as part of the Holocaust. 1965, the Soviet Union launched the Venera 3 space probe towards Venus. It would be the first spacecraft to reach the surface of another planet. 1990, the Great Milli Vanilli controversy. Pop group Milli Vanilli were stripped of their Grammy Award because the duo did not sing at all on the Girl You Know It's True album. Session musicians had infamously provided all the vocals. And finally, in 2004, the Rosedale train crash took place on this day. The passenger train, the Spirit of Townsville, from Brisbane to Cairns, derailed when attempting to take a curve while travelling nearly twice the speed limit for that section of track, 112 kilometres per hour in a 60k zone. Almost all of the 163 people on board were injured in some way, but thankfully no one was killed despite the seriousness of the accident. Once we walked together, from the field up to the hill, promised love forever. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Famous playwright George S. Kaufman, born today's date in 1889. Australian author Joan Lindsay, Picnic at Hanging Rock, 1896. Tim Ferguson is 55 this morning. Happy birthday, Tim. And Maggie Gyllenhaal is 41. Some famous musos for us as well. Manny, the guitarist for Stone Roses, is 56. Christian Lorenz of Rammstein is 52. Dave Kushner of Velvet Revolver, also 52. Eric Judy of Moritus Mouse is 44. Piggy D, bass player for Rob Zombie, is 43. They're going out on this one today. Out to drummer Colin Burgess. He's 72 this morning, one of the original lineup of AC/DC, although he was sacked in 1974 for being drunk on stage, although he later claimed that someone had in fact spiked his drink. He's best known, however, for his work with the Masters Apprentices, great Aussie band, going out on what I think is probably the most famous hit, Because I Love You. Masters Apprentices here on 2SER 107.3.